Attention villagers, this is Resident Services with another episode about all the nooks and crannies of Animal Crossing. With you today are from Iloilo, Total Fish RJ.
Totally, dude.
I can't believe you didn't go for the fish joke. You're so fish, honey.
No, that's overdone.
Oh, that's overdone? From the joke that you say all the time?
From Fantasy Key and Kumandra, Tidy Trash Miranda.
Take me out because, yes, I am trash.
Also, now you rhyme every time. It's Kumandra and Mirandra.
Sure.
Miraya.
Yeah.
Miraya. From Lollywood Miraya. And Pizza Rizzo, Unhindered Type Casey.
What does that mean?
Famously, we've learned on this podcast that we don't speak English or have any grasp of the English.
It's a new
language.
Word every week.
A new word every time. And from Harmonia, knowledge-thirsty migratory bird Adam.
Yes, honey, we're flying south for the winter.
Actually, we're flying north for the winter. Technically.
It's spring!
Well, when it's winter, I will be flying south.
Okay.
To
Can't wait.
See my friend. Oh, what was that bird's name? For festival?
Pave!
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 Adam can't even think about Pave because he's got Zipper on his mind.
Honey.
He's got Zipper on the brain.
Zipper on the brain.
It was my first time playing on Bunny Day.
Yeah, I guess he didn't do it the first time.
Oh.
Because the season Bunny Day season lasted so long last year that like 4 days in, I was like, I cannot do this. This is my nightmare. And also, I don't know if you noticed, but Zipper only appeared day one and then Bunny Day. He was not there every day.
No, I thought he only...
Every day?
Yeah.
No, he was not...
Did not have
Adam's
that.
Adam's right.
I think it was always only first day.
I swear I had him at another day.
Event day.
I swear I remember him... Last year,
I remember him being
there all the time.
Multiple days last year, because that was how I slowly figured out that if you almost get him out of,
that's why everyone hated him.
That's when he like exhales.
He was waiting to exhale.
Yeah,
oh, it's so funny. Simon.
You can exhale now, Zipper.
Hate on him all you want, but he is a people
absolutely. Zipper brings the party.
He just wants to make you happy.
Is that he is very clearly like the persona they gave him.
The fursona.
Is that Zipper is clearly a person in a costume.
Yes.
And this is like his part-time job. It's so clear when you talk to him that he's like, I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
Shiznit about this.
Shiitake mushrooms about this.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny.
Do you
funny.
Think it was...
yes, it is.
I bet it was your old villager, oh. Casey. I bet it was Lolly. Instead of going into the void, your old villager.
Yes, she just put on a costume.
Lolly had to pick up a job.
Maybe it's also Jingle on Miranda's island. Because remember, Miranda had Jingle, her little elf friend.
Jingle, who lasted a day and a half. Rip. Rip Jingle.
How was Bunny Day for you guys this time around, for us repeat offenders?
You didn't play, did you?
You didn't do Bunny Day, did you?
I did Bunny Day, but I did not do anything leading up to it.
Okay.
I did not decorate. I bought the new items because I really, really enjoyed the new items.
I did not get the tree at all. I did not get the tree. I did not get a tree. I went every single day, and I never got the tree, Adam.
There's
I always
no
got the lawn garden flag and the chocolate bunnies. And on Bunny Day, I got the planter box.
So you never got the flag either? The Bunny Day flag and the topiary?
And you didn't get the topiary?
I got.
Oh,
the
so
flag,
you,
that's
oh,
what I said,
okay.
The lawn garden
The topiary.
Flag. I said that. The lawn garden thing.
Okay.
Yeah, the tree I never got. I always got the chocolate bunny and... For the most part, that was it every day.
Listeners, this is false information.
That tree, I'm pretty sure my grandmother owns that tree. I'm pretty sure my grandmother made that tree, sold it to Nintendo to use, and they then sold it in Nook's Cranny.
She should have sent a cease and desist.
That is an Aretha original.
When did I create Harmonia? How long has it been?
Girl.
How long has it been?
Like listeners, do you know? Listeners, please write to us.
After New Year's.
Yeah.
Pre-pave. Yeah, I feel like it was January.
It was pre-pave.
Was it?
Yeah.
Yes, it was pre-pave. It was pre-pave.
Should I?
Okay, so I have not put anything in my home. I've just been expanding it, but I haven't like done anything with it since I moved in. My living room is full Bunny Day. Head to toe, costumes on the walls. We're doing all of it. The center of the room is the tree, is the Bunny Day tree.
The Aretha tree.
The Aretha Bunny Day tree.
The Aretha tree. Nice.
And I am famously, I wanted my wedding to be pastels, and my best friend Miranda had to talk me out of it because she was like, you would look like an Easter basket. And I was like, I know, my Easter baskets are so cute.
Could you imagine the ongoing bit?
We would have stole the costumes from the Magic Kingdom Easter Day Parade, and those would have been the bridesmaids' costumes.
The bridesmaids' dresses would have been the Azalea Maids.
From Mrs.
We would have have walked down the aisle doing the choreo. Like,
yes,
I was ready. Yes, so good.
Anyway, my house looks great. Don't go in any other room besides my living room because it's still
how long are you going to keep it that way?
Forever.
For a while. I mean, it's for spring.
Sure.
It's not going to change. When he was in Horizons, he had like a beach room for his main room for the entirety of his game.
That's not true. There was a portion at the very beginning where I had a parking lot floor because Sahara's a monster.
Because Sahara was bullying me.
Because I was being targeted, bullied.
No, Mira didn't really participate in Bunny Day festivities on Kumandra. I was not feeling it. I could not.
I noticed I had a couple thoughts about it because I was wondering why I was having such a hard time getting certain eggs. Mm-hmm. And I think what it was is thinking back to last April, we were still actively cutting down trees and things like that. Harvesting. So it's like, I got no wood or I didn't get any wood eggs really because I wasn't doing I wasn't going to a lot of, you know, islands. I wasn't trying to, cut down trees and stuff. So I'm not going to cut down my trees. It's cherry blossom season. Like, I can't be cutting down my trees for these the wood eggs.
Well, famously, Casey only has 6 trees on her island anyway, so, you know.
Listen, ever since I got that critique, I have been working we're very green now on Lollywood.
Green initiatives.
We're working to offset the carbon emissions that are happening around the world by planting more trees.
Do you have a goal by 2022? Yeah, 2025? No carbon emissions.
40% carbon free. No carbon. We're eliminating carbon.
Yeah, we're
no more carbon. We're removing it from the atmosphere.
We're working towards that goal. But I still had eggs from last year. Mm-hmm. So I sent those over to Pizza Rizzo, the ones that I needed. But I didn't finish it. I didn't finish everything for him. Like, I got some stuff for him, but I never got the little zipper toy.
Wait, toy.
And I didn't get
toy.
Excuse me. Hold on. What were you supposed to get from him?
He gives you a DIY. You have to do all the DIYs that you can.
Oh,
or that are available. And then he gives you the DIY for the zipper wobble toy. And then after that, he gives you the DIY for the wand. Or I guess if you've already done it last year, then he gives you another wand this
year. Yeah, he just gave me a wand.
I just got Easter baskets.
Yeah, he was giving me Easter baskets.
I did multiple things. Granted, like, I don't.
What is an Easter basket?
It's a cute little basket with some,
It's a cute little
you don't
basket.
Hold it. You set it out. Which I wanted to hold
we
it.
We don't celebrate Easter on Animal Crossing.
Listeners, it sounds
Excuse
like
me,
we did
any
it
day,
all day,
whatever.
The same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did. Anyone else get the wobble toy?
I did, just, but it was my first time. Oh. So no,
I had
why.
It from my first year.
Okay. I don't think I did it last year either. Like, I feel like there were some outfits I didn't make or something.
The outfits didn't count.
Like,
the
I went ahead.
It was all the, like, furniture stuff.
Well, if I knew that, I wouldn't have wasted my wood eggs on those outfits.
Yeah, the outfits are just, that's, oh. If you make all that, if you have the idea for all the outfits, you don't even have to make them. If you have the idea for all of them, then you have the idea for the combined Easter dress and
the dress, hat, yes.
Which is iconic.
Yeah, the dress is
yes,
iconic.
Yes, I did wear that yesterday. Mm-hmm.
I will be wearing it for the next 2.5 weeks. It's so cute. Running around in my little Mary Janes. Like,
yes.
I didn't get the basket.
I didn't get the, I mean, like, I don't think I wanted the wobble toy.
Sounds like you need to TT.
Oh, I guess I could.
Well, is it
take two for Bunny
Day? It's just crazy how last year we truly were dragging. We were dragging this bunny to the ground, and now we're like, respect,
well,
adoration.
There was no pod for last bunny day, so
there's no written record.
Written record. Famously, podcasts are written.
Yeah.
Well, since we're moving on from this topic, Phoebe moved out. Phoebe's gone.
Why?
Phoebe's out. Phoebe's
She's
gone.
Gone?
She flew the coop.
What'd she do?
Phoebe
Adam
asked
didn't try
leave.
Hard enough. That's what
no,
that's what she did.
That's not
she
true.
Trusted her heart and said, I can't be hurt anymore. I can't be hurt by living in an island where no one cares for me. Who chose Canberra over me?
That is not this is absolute disinformation. And as a liberal podcast, I need this to be known.
Oh my God.
Okay. No, she said, I think it's time to go. And I, on Harmonia, have been very, like, I don't want to say no, stay to people. Like, I want people to feel free to come and go. Because it's also fun to talk about for the pod. And so I was like, fine. And if she was my only sisterly, I would have said no. But because I have Canberra, and I messed up when Canberra asked because I didn't select the right option. And Canberra's stuck around now. And now I'm forced with this stupid koala that I don't want on my island. I was like, Phoebe, you got to live a better life. You don't have a good life here. You're off on a mountain in the corner in a magma house. You're not having fun, and I see that. And I just don't like sisterlies are the worst. I just that really is it, honestly. If I could get away with not having either sisterly, I'd be like, that's fine.
Adam, don't say that. Casey is right here on the call.
So, I left it up to fate. I left it up to God and Tom Nook, the Holy Trinity. So, happy Easter. Tom Nook did not want to fill my plot for like 4 days in a row.
He didn't
want to like,
touch that slot.
Tom, your job. What am I doing?
He hates your slots, Adam.
He hates
your
my
slot,
and it's disgusting.
And it's disgusting.
So no. I was like, RJ talked me into going villager hunting. So I was like, fine, whatever. So I went to my first island and there was a kangaroo. And I was like, I already have a kangaroo. Thank you very much. Have a great day. So then I went to my next island and I got, oh my God, who did I get? Somebody that's not even worth remembering. Oh, you can edit this. I went to my second island and I got a villager that has been discussed on this podcast before, not in a campsite, I don't think. No, not in a campsite, but as someone else's villager. They are a wolf. Anybody want to guess?
Is it Sky?
It's Sky.
Oh, I love Sky.
She's so pretty.
She's so pretty. I was just thinking. So it's now been a year that she has been on my island and has not asked to leave. A year.
Oh my God.
Great. Can't wait.
Like she does not. She just stays put.
She's content.
Well, that's nice. Only two islands. What's that like?
Well, I didn't go into it wanting anything. I could have gotten a cranky because I had a cranky at my campsite last week, but he was a frog. And I was
It was Croc.
It was Croc. I'm not doing Croc's two frogs.
A Croca, you know.
I went villager hunting to fill my tent slot. I don't even remember I got Zucker because fine, whatever. Like, I found him and I was like, okay, move in. And my tent slot, I was like, I want another suite. I want a cute suite. Suites are, how many suites are there on Animal Crossing? How many?
573.
I think there's 60.
It took me 54 islands to find a suite.
There's usually like, they're 54
islands to find a suite. And you know who it was?
Like, just like climbing.
Yes, there are suites in my recycling bin right now in my island. Fauna's over there.
You know who I found? New to Harmonia.
Sky?
A campsite friend.
Margie.
Wow.
And I like.
Margie is having a moment.
Margie was not having a moment on Bunny Day. I'll say that.
I wasn't like too fond of her, but you know, I was so tired at that point that she's here and we'll take her. I'm just, no one's sparking joy. And I think I'll do the same thing that you're doing, Adam. Like, I'm not going to try and like get all of their photos. Like, if they want to go this early, like, let them go. I'm not going to try for any of these.
Casey and I can't relate. It's picture or no picture only.
Yeah, can't relate. My question is, why didn't you use some of your Sanrio amiibos?
That's a great question.
They're sweet in
there. That's a great question, Casey. They don't really fit my Kumandra aesthetic.
Oh, my God.
They're famously kawaii. And kawaii and Kumandra just don't go. I'm looking for, like, I was hoping to have, like, a natural aesthetic. Villagers that look like the actual animals, and like these aren't it. Well, Marty's yellow. Like, I don't know, they're yellow. Oh, I'm using Marty's my bookmark for this volunteer book I'm reading. Yeah, he's like, I don't know.
Well, no, just like Margie is not natural.
No, she's not. That's why I didn't want her. But I was. Like I said, I was so tired and I didn't want Tom Nook to fill my slot. Yeah, 54.
I find it hard to believe that there were 54 villagers that you were like, not a suite, also don't fit the natural aesthetic.
It's
like,
not even.
No, I didn't even do.
You were just sweet. You were just so
sweet. I was just looking for a cute sweet. Even sweet, just sweet. But no, I kept getting. I feel like I even like saw Bianca. I saw who was a Peppy. I saw Octavian, who I had as a cranky octopus multiple times. So I was seeing like all of Fantasy Key's old villagers. Yeah.
Greatest hits.
If you had seen Megan, would you have?
Yeah, I would have invited her. I would have, even though she, yeah, no. Yeah, I would have invited Megan. I would have, yeah.
She's
yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah, I know, I'm just saying.
Who was the closest one, you know who, Miranda, that made you change your mind? That you were like, I could change my mind and not get a suite. Was there anyone?
Isn't Margie a suite?
No, I know, but in the 55 islands, was there someone that you were like,
yeah, like, were there any that made you stop in your tracks?
None. Gorillas, ostriches, kangaroos, what are the other ugly animals? There were
frogs.
Like no cute ones.
Chicken.
If they were cute,
the lions
are ugly. I had Lionel a couple times. Like, I was like, what is happening? The only cute ones were old Fantasy Key villagers. There was Bianca, Octavian, Kid was there. I forget who else, but I was like, okay, like, no. I was just tired. And I already got rid of Vivian on my island since Tom Nook put her on there.
No, damn.
Well, I didn't even bother. I was like, girl, I've already gotten to know her. I want somebody new. So I use Blair as a snooty squirrel. Yes, she's pretty cute. I had her amiibo card, so I just swapped her in because she was awesome.
Oh yeah, you have a ton of amiibos.
But they're not what I want.
Who did you want? You wanted Ellie?
You know who's a great...
Was that who you
wanted? I don't even know. Guys, I don't even know what I want.
You know who's a great sweet?
I want a Maple. Maple, June. Who are some other ones that are like June. On my dreamies list?
Maple just lights up Pizza Rizzo. She walks around. I've got her in the cute little pomperin outfit, the little dress thing. And she walks around in it, and she looks like she's going to school. She's always like reading a book. She's always sitting somewhere reading a book. She's so smart. She's so educated. Smart. She's a plant lady. She's got plants all over in front of her house. That was Kit's house, and I just kept it plant lady.
She has a nurturing green thumb.
So
she's very caring.
Yeah. She is the sweet of all sweets, Miss Maple.
She's so cute. Such a sweet girl.
Yeah. And she's like the perfect, like just like brown cub bear.
There are 59 sweets.
Classic.
Well, there were.
And I will read their names. Oh, Alice, Annalisa, Aurora, Ava, Bia, Bertha, Bettina, Callie, Caroline, Carrie, Celia.
Oh my gosh. But seriously, Coco, Daisy, I was just.
Bettina, Dora, Ellie, Eunice, Fauna, Flurry, we'll just Gala, ignore Gale, Gladys, Goldie,
Jumbette, I'm just. Kumandra's making me Lily, tired. Lolly, Lucy, Mary, like, I can't. Mary, like,
Marcy, Margie.
Casey, Marina, how, Megan, do Nelva, Meringue, how do you do it? How do you do two islands?
How do you do two islands?
Olive, Peaches, Pico, Poppy, Rhonda, it's, Sally, Sandy,
I love
Savannah,
that we're
just
ignoring this in the background.
Sydney, Silvana,
it's like,
Tia, and Vesta.
It's like, I mean, it's like having, I can't do two things at once.
Silvana
so
is perfect.
It's like,
I would have taken Silvana. Anyway.
Molly the duck.
It's like having,
yeah, I would have taken Molly. But how do you do it, Casey? How do you?
Oh, you take Molly? That's how I do it. I just take a bunch of Molly.
Oh, my God.
That's how I do it. Tips and tricks.
That's how I do it. Tips and tricks.
It's very difficult. It gets easier. It gets easier, Miranda. It gets easier whenever you aren't trying to do so much on both islands, because there is just like, remember I said it was a lot of work. I had like, I was giving out like 8 to 10 gifts a day, and I gotta track them all down, and you're trying to make your island look nice. That's why Pizza Rizzo famously looks bad, because I don't have the time in the day. But yeah, it gets a little bit easier, but it's still a lot of work to deal with all of these.
Yeah, I just wish I would have did villagers. A little more like planning on my end, because I feel like my layout's okay, but I didn't really think about where to put like the museum and the shops and the things. I wish I would have planned it out before, but I didn't.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I'll give it a couple more weeks.
Yeah. I mean, I want to say that Pizza Rizzo is just kind of like a villager hostel.
Miranda, I think you should
it's just like a place for them all to live.
I think you should throw caution to the wind and just start your island over. Because you started by being like, I don't even know what I want to name it. I just feel like from the beginning, you didn't know what you wanted to do with your second island.
I will say I thought about starting it over.
Though, I think it's a good idea. I felt great starting my island that I never really liked Horizons over.
But now I spent all those money on my... Oh, I guess I can go back to...
Drop
she spent $1.50.
In this account,
I spent $1.50. All that money wasted. No, I guess I can go and drop things off at Fantasy Key, right? Because that's how people do if they.
Yeah. You could probably, I heard it's like, you can probably rent out like a storage unit at Fantasy Key for a couple bells, I think.
Wait, since we're talking about Treasure Islands, did you see someone posted that they went to one and that they were selling their. Timmy and Tommy were buying turnips, and how much they were buying for?
Yes,
64
like,
million bells per turnip.
Excuse me? excuse me? You can't even carry 640 million bells in your
pocket. I didn't know if it was like the
total?
I didn't know if the person who was writing that was like exact like speaking in hyperbole. Or they were saying, like, I ended up getting 64 million bells out of it. Or, like, what?
Yeah.
Because
I remember reading that and being
64
confused.
Million? Beyonce? And, like, there was no response. And then I was like, okay. So that was what I wanted to posit to the group if anybody had any further insight as to what the Because at that point, I mean, we already assume that they're going in and doing software stuff to the game to, like, create these treasure islands.
It has
to be. At that point, it would, I mean, that's proof positive.
Yeah. Yeah, because they have every villager in boxes.
Yeah.
And, like, how do you have them all in boxes at one time?
Is the Nook, or is the Nook, not Barnes & Noble.
It's all hacked.
Is the switch that easy to hack?
So my friend was looking into and he said there's an older edition that you can purchase of the Switch, because once they started making the newer edition Switches, they patched it. But there's like a pre-2018 version, maybe, like, I don't know, it's something that happened, I forget when, but he said that you can buy the old, you have to buy the old one, and that one can be, like, hacked into, like, with, like, stuff. It's all over my head. I was like, hey, I will gladly come test this out, like, if you decide to make a fantasy, a treasure island. But yeah, it's because he's like, obviously I don't want to do it on my Switch because I don't want to
break the games,
you know, mess anything up. But he was looking into it last I talked to him. He's dabbling. But yeah, I mean, it's,
I just don't, so get interesting it. I can't
I don't understand it. And I don't no, want to understand. I just want, I'm fine paying my $13 and going over and
no more than $1.30.
You don't want to see the magic behind backstage. You don't want to see it.
I don't want to go through the
room. We all learn.
You don't want to see how the sausage is. Correct. Is that what the saying? Yes.
Jace would, or Harv would know.
Harv knows how the sausage is made.
Where the money resides. Where the money resides.
I had some sausage yesterday. It was really good.
Salchichas.
What song was that?
It was from TikTok. Is where the money resides. It doesn't matter.
Do you know what a TikTok is?
Have you heard of TikTok?
Okay, what is the date that cherry blossoms will cease?
Like 5 days from now.
I have to get more DIYs. I never got all my DIYs last year. I need to get more.
I got the pochette and the bonsai. Finally.
I need the bonsai. I need the bonsai. I might have to put up my jail bars and hunt those balloons again.
Yeah, you might need to farm balloons.
Yeah.
The bunny days,
yeah, because man. They it's only till Saturday. Sunday they disappear.
I understand real cherry blossom season. I get that. I get it's only a short season. Like, I truly get it. This is a video game. Can we make it a month long?
Right.
I know you can.
We didn't.
I know
have
you can.
Up until April, the middle.
Miranda,
of
look at your volumes down here. You're really
passionate about these cherry blossoms.
The worst part about cherry blossom season is how hard the petals are to catch, how hard the recipes are to get, and that as the season progresses, more cherry blossoms fall, which is great and daunting, but a lot of them aren't real. They're not real. It's like
not
when there's snow,
ones.
But then there's snowflakes, but it's not as visually distinguishable.
Mm-hmm.
I do remember that from last year.
Yeah. I think that I think they'll be a little bit easier just because we've been playing for a year, but it's still annoying. Yeah. Cause you think it's one, but then, and they go away after like one swipe at it.
I know, when you try to swipe, it's like
two times.
Like,
you get one time and then a second time, and then it's
like the snowflakes, I feel like they gave you three times.
Yeah, they definitely gave me more.
Yeah.
Famously, I have I am so bad at catching things with a net and popping balloons. Adam has seen it. It's like comical how I am fully just like poof, and it's like complete missing. I don't know.
No depth perception.
No.
This is why he doesn't drive either.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what?
Won't this is how he to, got into that accident. And he was like, I don't know. I just, all of a sudden there was a car in front of me. And I was like,
I don't know. I wish I was kidding. I truly wish I was kidding. It was like, all of a sudden the car is already in front of me. I didn't realize how far away.
I saw it.
We've been in a vehicle with you.
In front of me.
We've all been in a car with you.
I think it's better for the world that we are moving somewhere that I don't have to drive.
That anymore. You will not drive. Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With a transit system.
That's mm-hmm. That's what I'm doing to stop the spread.
That's me cutting my CO2 emissions.
Yes. Yeah. So also, I didn't know if you guys saw, but they dropped some new items on Nook Shopping.
Yeah.
We had the forsythia plant from Korea, mm-hmm. and our resident Ooh. Korean, Adam, will explain what the forsythia means in the Korean culture.
So I looked it up, and the forsythia is the flower of Seoul. So, like, it's perfect for Seoul's climate. And that's just what they've adopted as like the emblem of the city. So mm-hmm. that's all it's referencing. And now is like when they bloom, and they bloom for a very short period of time, much like
the cherry
blossom.
But they've also dropped prom items.
Prom. I love the prom wallpaper and the prom floor.
The wallpaper is so cute.
It's so cute. It's like being in your high school gym. Like having,
you know, so cute, that so high school gym.
You know what I mean. It's very like nostalgic. And mm-hmm. I love the little colored tuxes. Have you guys seen those yet? No.
No.
Yeah, there's all colored tuxes. Like there was like purple and like a white and orange. Like there was a whole rainbow of colors of tuxes. So not just dresses.
A rainbow tux?
Well, not a rainbow tux, but
rainbow?
A rainbow of
James
colors.
Corden? Mm. Prom? Yeah. Prom?
Yes, fame. Yeah, the prom. Netflix's famous. Prom.
Oh my God.
Netflix really using that guerrilla marketing campaign.
Yes.
For a movie that came out 4 months ago. Five months ago.
But yeah, I got the sash and
cute.
I got all the things.
You won?
Oh, okay. I guess I didn't put that together. I did buy a prom crown yesterday.
You didn't put that together?
Sis.
No. I was like, oh, is this the first time I'm getting this? And I just bought it and I was wearing it. I didn't think anything of it.
Well, you're prom queen now.
I'm a prom queen. No, I was not
on
prom
queen. Is Mira or Miranda prom queen?
Mira. Miranda never.
As the sole person on this podcast who was on a prom court.
Oh, girl.
Thank you very much.
How do you know?
I was on winter formal court.
Because I've looked at the three of you and I know you were never on a prom court.
Oh, my God.
Excuse?
You guys have a face for
for podcasting.
Homecoming court.
For homecoming.
Homecoming court.
Yeah, I was definitely you know, on the sidelines, just hanging out with my friends from the orchestra.
classic.
I'd also like to
I
just
only
say,
was on prom court because I snuck my way onto it.
Oh, well, a scam's a scam.
Thank you.
I also would like to just say that Target has not They didn't publish any of our bad reviews since we weren't confirmed purchases. Even though my purchase was confirmed, then they canceled it. But so they still have a bad rating, but they won't like publish any of them.
But did you see some of the bad reviews? There were multiple that got the packs and they weren't even in there.
Yeah.
The cards were not in their packs.
I'm reading one right now. I picked this item up from Target, drove all the way home, and opened the sealed pack only for it to be completely empty and not contain the cards.
Sealed.
That is so shady.
What a scam.
My pack came with no cards. It was empty. Target gave me a refund immediately with no questions asked, but it looks like I'm never getting these cards. Oh, girl. You and the rest of the world, girl.
Mm-hmm. We need to figure out when we're doing our giveaway. When do we want to do it?
Oh, girl, oh, yeah. this must be from Casey. If you are lucky enough to get a pack, they're cute. If not, check out Etsy.
It's probably an Etsy shop.
Do you want to read that one, Adam?
This is from Ari. This is a 5-star review. Most didn't have a chance. When this item was available at 9, the system was down immediately. And I kept getting errors. The only way my order went through was to literally spam the order button until it went in. This could have been better handled, so everyone could have gotten a chance. I rate 5 on the cards, but 1 on the performance. Which is what I said to RJ last night.
If this was RuPaul, he would have kept you in the bottom 3 and then looked at you and went, Sanrio? You're safe. And Sanrio would have gone.
No, that would have been, thank that you. Whole thing would have been Sanrio's like pun. Sanrio, I rate 5 on the cards, but 1 on the performance.
Yeah.
I think Aaron is Air RuPaul.
That sound means it's time for the town hall. It's when your resident representatives get 1 minute to address.
I thought that sound was
villagers.
Casey opening her sushi.
To address their island. Those are villagers in proclamation. Who would like to go first?
Me.
Adam.
Oh.
Adam, your town hall starts now.
Attention, villagers. Sweets are treats, and Margie, I do like you. I do. I really do. We're playing around on Bunny Day. We're enjoying our time. We're asking each other if we want to trade eggs for eggs. It's very cute. Every time I went up to you, you just happened to be trying to give eggs away that I didn't necessarily need. I was looking for sky eggs. I was looking for water eggs. You consistently wanted to give me wood eggs, stone eggs, things that I had because as a developer of this island, I'm consistently harvesting culture. You don't need to get down on yourself just because I said no to you. And I think that's important to remember. You need to lift yourself up and not get sad that I said no, because in that moment it didn't work for me.
And that's 1 minute. Step up to yourself, Margie.
This is just a plea for Margie to become, and I think maybe it's because they give her that like bom 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 sound.
Yeah.
So she's
yeah.
already very self-conscious.
Super self-conscious. Mm-hmm.
And I think it's important for her to remember, I wanted you on my, I asked you to come. Oh, here. That's not true. You show Tom Nook asked you to come to my island.
He saw something in you.
And he saw something in you, and I see something in you.
Yeah.
And I think you need to see that in yourself. And I'm trying to Brene Brown this right now. Never listened to a podcast of hers in my life, but
name.
I think it's important.
I hear she's great.
Only good things. Only good things. Self help. Self care.
Yeah. Self love. I felt bad when they were asking for eggs that I didn't need, but I would still like trade with them because I had a lot of
I know,
like leaf eggs, the ones in the trees
of what, yeah.
Yep. So I would like trade those usually, but yeah.
I didn't because I was looking for very specific things, and that's like everybody else was like, oh, okay. Cole was the only one who came close because the lazies kind of are similar to the sweets where he would be, but he would like whine. He'd be like, oh man, it was very cute. But she was just like, oh, I'm sorry, sorry. We'll just pretend this never happened. And I'm like, Margie.
Girl, it's okay. I just didn't have your eggs.
It's okay. It's okay to say no. It's okay to say yes. It's okay to just live in this relationship we have.
Casey.
What happened?
Where's
There's
the
only
other
one chopstick Casey got, in here.
Casey got the Sanrio set of chopsticks. I got a chopstick, so there were no chopsticks in the packet.
You can't split it in half. Just go get a long knife and just cut it in two.
I don't think Casey has a long knife. I don't think Casey has cutlery of her own in her home.
We had to buy it.
Okay. I'll go next.
RJ, this is your town hall and your time starts now.
Attention, villagers. not villagers, actually. Attention, villager. Attention, fauna. Once again, we are back here. Once again, fauna. We are back here again to address each other because you did it. You gave me your photo. And I do want to show my appreciation. And I think I have done that through the act that I have done, which was to let you go, because literally the next day you asked to leave. And I said, okay, it was never meant to be. Fauna, you and I were never meant to be close. We were never meant to be in each other's lives. So have a great life in the void. Thank you for your picture. And Audi, welcome to Ilo Ilo Girl. Yes,
and that's 1 minute.
Audi, yes, Hive.
Audi Hive, yes.
Audi Hive, rise.
Audi Hive literally flew in with her sunglasses. She's like, I got my Moderna, Pfizer, and Johnson & Johnson. I got them all. I'm ready for the beach.
I am prepared. I am CDC approved.
CDC approved. And I was like, you got an empty house? And I said, actually, I do.
I cannot believe she gave you the photo and the next day.
The next day,
Casey, you just need to break it over your knees. I am watching you trying to break your chopstick in half. Just put it over your knee like a karate chop type thing.
It's so scary. Or
just use
the side of the table.
It's like a twig, girl.
Oh wait, I got it.
You do it.
I heard it.
Oh. You're gonna get a splinter. Oh, yeah. Oh my god.
Casey, just eat it with your hands. It's a sushi roll.
Also, Casey, just buy a pair of chopsticks.
Yeah,
they're like $1.50 on Amazon, $1.30 on Amazon.
You know what? Well, you know what?
Japan Pavilion.
Casey will send you your very own Resident Services chopsticks.
Wow!
We have those?
No, but I'm sure we can get like a Sanrio Animal Crossing. I'm sure there is a set of chopsticks.
Oh yeah, I'm sure there's some cute chopsticks I can find online.
Miranda is on it. I'm sure there's a full bento box set.
Oh my god, is there a bento box?
Drop it in the chat. What'd you find? Drop the link in the chat.
Oh, they're so cute.
What is it?
Drop the link in the chat.
I am dropping the link in the chat.
Oh my god.
Oh wait, which chat? This chat?
Any chat.
Sure. Blippo. Come on, Blippo.
Come on, Blippo.
Oh, those are cute.
So cute. Those are so cute.
I don't like the case. It does look like a thermometer.
A rectal thermometer.
I don't like the case. I'll
but there's
that.
Isabel, there's KK, Timmy and Tommy, Blathers.
And they're each so on a fruit. Cute.
Abel, that giraffe that does your hair or whatever.
Yeah.
Or
and what's his name? Tom? No. What's the cat's name?
Rover.
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 That's not Bob?
That's not Bob.
No,
girl.
It's like Bob's cousin.
These are cute.
You can wait until we go to Japan, Casey, and I'm sure we can find some there.
Yeah, wait yeah, until 2022.
Wait. How fast did this past year go?
Not
we
not
have to start
fast.
Planning
not
soon.
Not fast, Miranda.
Incredibly slow.
Okay. It went slow enough that we had to sit around and play Animal Crossing for hours on end.
That's true. That's a good point.
RJ and I decided we're going to go to Canada this year.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Work.
Is Canada open?
I don't think
it will be open. Like, we're going to go like soon, fall.
I'm sure.
Fall, okay. Winter.
We do need to figure out when we're going.
Winter.
When we do need
oh,
to figure
yes,
out like
lovely.
A time
Miranda.
Frame.
We have to go in Sakura season. I mean,
that's okay. Literally, that's why I'm asking, because that is 1 year away.
Yeah,
I know.
Okay. Who would like to go next?
Because, like, yes, I'll know go. Washington, D.C. has cherry blossoms, but
It won't be the same.
We're not doing that, okay?
I will say, Jason and I really enjoyed our weekend at DC 2 years ago. We went like Memorial Day weekend. It was fun.
I do like but DC. Like, I'm not speaking ill of DC, but if I'm doing a cherry blossom season, DC's cherry blossom season.
Yeah.
Which we just incorporated from the UK.
But okay, I'm asking, are we going to Japan next year?
Yes.
Yes.
We are committing to cherry blossom season. Great. I will
start planning now.
I wish we had a travel agent that could help.
A travel.
I think our only issue is going to be is like Japan still, like their vaccine rollout is going very slow, if at all. And so I don't know when they're going to open up the gates.
I will say, I feel like I heard that they're planning on opening this fall.
Okay.
Is what I've heard like tourist bloggers say is that they're anticipating a fall open for tourists.
I'll say this. It doesn't have to be cherry blossom season. I'm just saying once in my life I'm going to Japan for cherry blossom season.
I feel like we should. If we're all able to go,
yeah.
Like
if we can make it if we can make it work, then let's do it. I'm good anytime.
Our boosters.
Yeah,
because you know we'll end up getting a third shot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sure.
So, listeners, if you'd like to join us for our trip, we will
you can
be
support
up.
Our fund, which is paypal.com/Adam.
And if you would like to join us on our trip, we'll do a meetup. See you at Sakura Festival season. Yes.
We can
bring your amiibos. We'll do some training.
Yeah, we can like do like you know those trips like we. It'll be like we all go together.
We got to go to the Sanrio park.
Like Pure
the
Land.
Theme park, the Sanrio theme park, yeah.
And
yeah.
See Gudetama.
See Gudetama.
Am I going to have to not be a pescatarian when we go?
Oh, no. You're going to like thrive. That's all you're going to eat is fish.
Yeah.
Okay. It's an island. I feel like every time I see
Probably Jace will make you like try like really
I want to like try things once. Yeah.
Like really really marbled Japanese wagyu beef like
so good
that'll just melt in your mouth. I love when
I mean I feel like at Tokyo Disneyland too I will probably just eat everything like I'm
you'll
not
have
gonna...
to eat the Donald Butt Burger at least
for sure yeah
the
yeah.
ass or at burger. Least
the boot bird okay cool. Because I know Harv was asking when we're going, because I think he's really excited.
Is that our soul trip though, too, RJ?
That's the thing.
The
conversations that we're having is whenever your Japan trip will be, we have to build in basically like 2-3 weeks after that to build in visiting Seoul and Manila at the same trip. So you're welcome to join if you'd like to.
I really would. Because I'll be working again. I couldn't do it in the same
trip.
Well,
you never know. And that's all I'll say.
Great. I'll go.
Okay. Miranda.
I'll go.
Miranda, your town hall starts now.
Attention villagers, attention blathers. I love how we curate the museum. I love how there are so many different sections. I love that we now have art that we're able to donate every now and then because it's vague. I don't appreciate when I come every morning or sometimes later in the afternoon and give you my 4 fossils that I found for my brand new museum and you say, our museum already has these. How? I have lived on Kumandra for a week and a half. How do you already have these fossils? I get 4 new ones every day. At least for the first month, if I am giving you fossils, they should all be new to you. They should all be new. I am sick and tired. Like, yes, I do appreciate the extra bells, but I would appreciate it if you just took the fossils or that they just showed up and they were brand new fossils. I don't understand where these are coming from. So I don't appreciate it. Figure it out. plant new fossils for me. That's all. Thank
and
you.
That's and
that's
minute.
Been over a minute.
Plant new fossils.
You didn't stop me. I was waiting for my time signals. I didn't get them.
There is a clock so on the top of the screen.
Oh, girl, I'm not looking at that.
I'm performing. When I'm performing, I'm not looking at my own.
I'm not.
I'm making eye contact
with
the audience.
I'm making
my stage manager is trying to get my attention. I am not seeing it.
Miranda! Miranda over here! Miranda!
Do you hear that?
You hear it? What was that?
I'm sick of it.
It's very annoying. Like
it's so quick because it happened on Harmonia too. Like it was like a week and a half in, and all of a sudden he's like, I don't know, we have these. And I was like, no, you don't. No, you don't.
I'm like, oh, so it's
You're
done?
A liar.
Is it done? No, it's not
I'm
done.
So mad.
Also,
poor little Fantasy Key is just filled with fossils to give to Kumandra. They're just sitting in front. I probably have a 3-star island because I have like 30 fossils just sitting out in front of my house that I need to come over and get, but I haven't yet.
God. Miranda, remember the moment then when we realized that our star rating went down by leaving like crap out?
By leaving the DIYs on the beach?
Because we
guests?
Were like, yes, it's like, you know, it's cute. It's a little like, you know, take something if you'd like.
Take what you want. Isabel's like, this is not cute.
This is not cute. Clean island. Up your garbage.
I have stopped picking up branches on my island. I'm done. I just let them sit there.
I hid all mine.
Didn't we? Yeah. Okay. Where do you hide them for them to go away?
Behind the cliffs.
Behind cliff.
How many of them do you have to hide?
You have to hide them individually.
14.
14.
But then I started repopulating them because I was running out of flimsy axes.
Oh. Do you still not have your golden axe?
No, girl.
Girl.
I don't either.
Girl. I might. I keep telling myself I need to harvest young spring bamboo, and I keep forgetting to do it, so I need to do it.
Isn't it you just chop down trees?
You need like 100, go through 100
axes. You have to break 100 axes.
And flimsy counts. Okay, Casey, bring it on home.
All right.
You have 1 minute, and your time starts now.
Attention, villagers. What is the deal with you all whenever I go visit you in your houses? It's like a new fun trend for me to walk in and you quickly sit down on the floor. Not even like go get on the couch or like a chair. It's like you see me come in and you're like, oh, I better get on the floor. And you sit down like, and you don't move. And so I'm standing there with my gift. I'm talking to you. You're like, oh, great to see you. And then I leave. And then I come back. And I'm like, oh, good, you're standing up. And then you sit down again immediately. Like, I can't even run to you fast enough before your little bear butt is on the ground. And it's getting on my nerves because it's happened to at least 3 of my villagers. So please stand up for your resident representative.
And that's 1 minute. It's so rude.
Terrible host.
Like just sitting on the ground. And then so whenever I finally gave like Marty his gift because he finally got up, he's like, oh, it's so good to see you for the third time. Or so he made some comment about it. And it's like, yeah, I wouldn't have to visit you 3 times if you would have just greeted me at the door and took the present. They're ungrateful.
It's so rude. And honestly, I'm going to tack on something to this. I am your resident
representative.
Off of
that.
Address me in honorifics, okay? I want to hear sir. I want to hear formal vosotros. This is what I want to hear, honey. Okay? None of this to nonsense. We're not informal here.
Oh my gosh,
that's
Adam.
That's saved for kid. And Sherb once he gets on my island.
Future Sherb.
Future Sherb, the future Sherbs of America, future Sherb of Harmonia. Yeah, usually my trick is I do the photo trick where I also sit down and like pose for a
photo. I tried. Yes. They were happy to sit.
But sometimes you also have to do the, like, you have to, like, talk while you're doing. You're like, oh my God, I'm so excited to take a picture, a cute sitting picture with me and my villager. Then the game will hear that and be like,
they oh, hear it.
Okay. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Resident Services. You can follow us on Instagram and on Twitter at ResidencePod. You can also find us on YouTube. Just search Resident Services Podcast and you'll see all of our video content for the show. Make sure you subscribe as more content will be coming in the future. Woo-hoo. Also, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen. And while you're there, be sure to give us a 5-star rating and review so we can get our Lilies of the Valley. We have another review. This one is from H. Vale. My villagers, thank you. I had stopped playing Animal Crossing New Horizons regularly, but after listening to you all, I jumped back in and started making some much-needed improvements to the island. Also, took your advice and got a second Switch. All of my residents are happier than ever.
And H. Vale, if you want to contribute to our Sakura Season Japan Trip Fund, you can visit paypal.com/Adam.
Oh my God. Well, congratulations, H. Vale. I hope you listen to this week's episode and not only hear the review, but also hear about, you know, Miranda and Casey's, you know, it's not always easy to have two Switches. But I'm sure it's worth
it. We're not about toxic positivity here. We really like to shed light on the real life issues, you know. Mm-hmm.
Not like toxic, but like who, Miranda? Say names.
I like to subtweet only.
Well, if you have written us a review, make sure you DM us and screenshot it, and we'll send you your very own Resident Services sticker. As always, Adam, Miranda, Casey, thank you for joining me today on this episode of Resident Services.
Thank you.
Oh.
Thanks. Oh.
Are we
talking about Build-A-Bear?
If you were like, oh, I never got to know what Resident Services like reacted to Build-A-Bear, tune into next week's episode or join us in the co-op. We're probably talking about it. There you go. Thank you again, girlies, for being on this podcast. This is Resident Services signing off. Our new theme music is Animal Crossing New Horizons Closed on Sunday Lo-Fi Remix. Thanks to them for letting us use it. Find their music on Spotify, SoundCloud, or YouTube under Closed on Sunday. To contact, DM them on Instagram at Closed on Sunday with two Y's at the end.
Discovering voices. Building worlds.